Hello and welcome to the Parenting Shift podcast show. I'm your host, Christina Schneider, and I'm excited that you're here today. Many of you know that I created this podcast as a way to really share tools and tips that have created, you know, positive shifts and changes in my life as a parent and as a mom over the years. But this really all started after going through parent coach training, and I loved working with parents. But what I realized is I really didn't have like one place for all this information to sit. And while blogging is a great way, to create posts on things, you know, that are near and dear to my heart that have created change in my life, I felt that podcasting gave me this opportunity to actually just share from the heart. So if you're here today and you're new, welcome. If you've been listening to previous podcasts, awesome too. Thank you for supporting us. Yes, and please give a review, you know, share some feedback. Email me if you have questions or comments or want me to talk about something else on one of these shows that maybe I haven't, you know, touched on. I can be reached at Christina@theparentingshift.com. And let's get on with the show. In today's episode, Talking to Toddlers, I'm going to share with you my secret weapon for dealing with toddler drama. I'm also going to share with you my number one go-to for dealing with toddlers. So let's get the show started. First, a word from our sponsor. So last week when I was getting everybody out the door for school, I had a friend call me. She usually texts, but she called and I told her, hey, I can't talk right now. I really didn't have time. But like many of my friends, she had just had her second child and her first child had turned 2.5 and she was in tears. And she was just telling me how challenging her son has become since the baby arrived at home. And I said, hey, let me get these kids out the door. I'll call you back. So I called her back and she continued to kind of share what was going on, how he wouldn't listen, how he wanted more attention if the baby was home, how he's constantly crying, and how she had no energy left but from being with the, you know, being with the baby all night. And she would just, you know, how do I deal with him? And I get it. I completely get it. You know, I listened to her and I offered support. I'm not in it anymore. You know, I don't have toddlers at home. But what I told her, and I'm going to share today, is that I do have a secret weapon for dealing with toddlers. And it's amazing. And she was super eager to hear about it. So I'm going to share it with you today. And it is called Talking to Toddlers. And what I learned years ago from Chris Thompson, a father and an NLP practitioner, it was just critical information that I really didn't understand the nature of toddlers, right? I didn't understand, you know, how this all works. Like, how can I not deal with this crazy kid? So I'm going to share with you a little bit about what he talks about. And really, he is just a go-to for really taming toddlers, you know, building rapport, lowering our stress at home. You know, it's a peaceful approach to using language and rapport to get the behavior that you want from the child. So Chris talks about four facts that you must understand when dealing effectively with toddlers, terrible twos, children, you know, children behavior problems. And I'm going to share with you those four that he talks about. And some of this kind of can go along with what we talked about yesterday, like the feelings and needs. We talked about emotions in the previous podcast. But what he talks about, the first one, is that behavior is driven by emotion, right? Not logic. And I think as parents, we don't understand that there's this biological thing happening as children are growing up, right? Like, I mean, we get that there's this thing going on, right? That they're growing up, but we don't get like where the brain is at. So they literally live in this emotional center. They don't live in the land of logic like you and I. So it's really fundamental, as he explains, to everything, really beginning to understand toddler behavior. And behavior for a person of any age, you know, really is determined by your emotional state, right? So think about that. Like, we talked about the car line and being hungry in the afternoon, like your emotional state. You know, oftentimes if you're just tired at the end of the day and you don't want to deal with whatever, you know, thing happened at school with your kid, maybe you are tired. You know, and people act from their emotions and then they later justify their actions with logic. And we weren't really taught how to handle emotions, a lot of us. I know when emotional intelligence came out in the mid-90s, which seems like so long ago, but we're still not really talking about it every day, you know, that emotions drive behavior, right? And then we later justify with logic. So Chris also talks about, you know, small children don't have the ability to use logic. So they act purely from emotion. So that's like number one key to keep in mind, you know, when dealing with toddler behavior. The second one he talks about is that we tend to overuse the word no when we talk to our kids. And this causes problems with, you know, toddler behavior. You remember the boy, the story of the boy who cried wolf, right? The little shepherd boy who was supposed to be watching the sheep was bored, so he kept crying wolf, and the villagers would come running. And before long, eventually, they stopped responding to his cries. And that can happen with overusing no. And it, eventually, kids stop listening. So that's something to think about. And number three on Chris's list here, if you want to have any chance at all of influencing your toddler's behavior and getting what you want, you must have built rapport first. So that simply means having an emotional connection to another person. Ding, 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 key right here. This is key, having emotional connection to another person. You know, in the beginning, we talked about, you know, how building that relationship eventually, if you build that relationship, that the behavior changes. And what Chris is talking about right here is key. You know, it really is that emotional connection. So he also has a video on the website, and there's a link in this podcast down below that you can click, and it'll redirect you over there that you can watch the presentation. It's great and it's free. There is an option for you to purchase his course over there, but there's just a ton. I mean, there's a lot of information, there's a ton of resources. And number four on his list is language. You know, language is a powerful tool, and there are ways that you can learn to create the outcomes you want. And, you know, this is really key. You know, if you want to create a different outcome, like we talked about before, you know, there's ways to do this, and it's changing your language. You know, using positive language instead of negative. You know, this is really explained in detail in his presentation. I feel inspired to share this with you today because it really changed my life. And I shared this with my friend when she called last week. And, you know, she went ahead and went over there and got the information. And this information has been shared in a lot of other areas, in different school settings, as far as like Montessori schools, Waldorf schools, and my kids who right now, one's in a public, one's in a private, but we still talk about this stuff, even though they're not toddlers anymore. You know, language is powerful. So, let me know what you think of this podcast. If this is helpful, email me, Christina at The Parenting Shift. Again, check out Chris Thompson's resources page. Watch the video. Love to hear what you think. And I'll see you on the next show.